about your comfort level with Josh Brown? I mean, he's got 19 in a row. You send him out for a 53-yarder.
Well, that was basically where I was at, right on the money. Couldn't go any further. Didn't want to go any further. But when he went out there and popped it, I could be not extending him quite far enough. But that was well done. Of course, it was a little different climate at that point in time too. But
so 54, you probably would have gone for.
I don't know. 53 is right where I was, right on the money.
You went for it earlier in the game.
I went for fourth down.
Yeah.
Different scenario.
Different scenario. You were in the league.
Yeah. Is this the biggest challenge that Odell's going to face because of the way that sort of the Patriots number one targets usually?
Well, he's faced a bunch of those targets, those coverages designed to take him away. He's faced a lot of those, you know. This is a team that that is diversified in some of the ways that they go about it, but that'll be a job for all of us, you know, recognition-wise, and then what we're going to do to adjust to it. But, you know, we've done a pretty good job of moving him around and lining him up in a lot of spots, so hopefully that'll help.
Is there a magic number you guys have in terms of time of possession going into a game like this?
I always have a magic number, but you'd like to win it. But whether it's exactly how much, you know, just win it. You could guess. You don't need me to tell you.
Tom, when your team takes the field Sunday, what do you want their confidence level, their preparation level?
Well, all week long, we've stressed the preparation against a team that prepares very well. So the players know that they've got to be on their game. And they have prepared well. Yesterday was a good practice. They're very respectful, but they're excited about playing, and that's where you want them.
What's your expectation for that atmosphere? It's greater than, you know, the normal game because of who they are and where they are.
Well,
being undefeated.
It's the next game of the season. It's a very important game. They're an undefeated team. You know, all of the above. It makes it very exciting.
What have you seen from Jay Bromley this week in practice, and what do you expect on Sunday?
Jay works hard, and he is a strong arm contributor in the middle. He's expected to. The thing that Jay can do is he can rush the passer in addition to playing the run. So we expect that we're going to need some help in every facet in terms of being able to get after the passer.
Did Prince get close at all this week, or was that an easy decision?
He improves. He keeps improving and getting better. The medical people have got a strong hold on his position.
Tom, with the injuries, they're simply not ready, or is it? It's better to be cautious and have them put.
Who are you talking about?
Let's say Prince and.
Well, Prince exceeded the time span by starting earlier, but we started him earlier so we'd have his legs and things of that nature in position when he did get the green light. So that's the way it is with him.
Yeah, I'm just thinking though that are you holding back guys because you want them for the final six games and not want
no.
to risk?
No, we're holding them back because they don't have medical clearance to go.
Spags talked about how, you know, you haven't the reason you guys haven't blitzed as much in part is because there's been a lot of moving parts. How much has that changed your outlook on what you were trying to do this year, and how much have you had to sort of regroup as the season went?
Well, you got to be very aware of your circumstances and your personnel. And to be honest with you, as we've gone through it, identifying who are the key ingredients if we would pressure has been something that has had to be done right during the game, right during game situations. So I feel a little better about it than I did a couple of weeks ago, and we'll see.
Are you surprised, given, you know, his reputation, what you've done in the past, and how little you've been able to blitz?
Not surprised, because I'm in the same meetings.
Is there a way to put an extra emphasis on getting off the field on third down? Because
well, they're what they've been able to do is keep it relatively short, not have a lot of them, get more first downs and second down. So the only thing we can do is if we can do a good job on first down, we may be able to extend the yardage.
Tom, JPP talked about wanting the whole D-line to be in sync. can he help that group, not just with his talent and his being there, but also in emphasizing that they can work as a team and as tandem?
Absolutely, he can help, yeah. He can, and that's something that was stressed this week in terms of the timing of some of the things that we're trying to accomplish. He's each game he's taken a little bit of a step forward, and hopefully he'll take another one this weekend.
Anything else?
Okay, thank you.